our interpretations of the past are always changing, and it's the discussions emerge that you might not have, the voices you might not have heard previously, depending on what's going on in the world today. So as a history professor, particularly someone who works with museums and historic sites, it's always the contemporary context is always important for how we look at history. So anytime we can have discussions, conversations about that, I think the more voices, the better.
And can you talk at all about the reception so far in Springfield?
I can say that the reception here among the history community has honestly been mixed, depending on the institution. You know, Springfield, there's all sorts of different bureaucracies and institutional missions. It's not a question of just individual people kind of saying how they feel about it. So there's a lot of complicating factors. But for the most part, the historians here have been courteous and have hosted the students either at the archives or arranging for group tours of some of the sites. So it's the beginnings of a conversation, I hope.
And can you speak to like the greater issue of these kind of like things that are captured through war and are they generally returned?
There's a long standing history of trophies of war, items taken on the field of battle by opposing armies, usually things that are in the possession of the soldiers they're fighting, and that's it's perfectly legitimate. There's nothing unethical about that necessarily. Things have changed about how that might happen in current times, but just think about most people. A lot of people probably have like a grandparent or great grandparent who fought in World War II who has something in their closet from the Japanese army or the German army. It's in the display of those in military museums is something that's very common. There are issues with certain sacred objects that aren't to be displayed in the United States, usually dealing with Native American tribes. Things do get repatriated and sent back at the will of museums. Other times there's just a hard policy that there's no repatriation. So a lot of it really depends on the institution, depends on the war, depends on the local population, all these things.
Is it common to see students like actually this engaged and passionate about history?
It is not common to see students or young people this engaged in history or what museums are doing, other than school groups that filed through the different museums, which is great, and that's where a lot of people's love for history started. It was for me, but this is a population that is often missing from discussions of public history and museums.